morning. 5:44. The morning reboot is on Q105, and we are glad you're here to start your day with us, or whatever time of day you're listening. Of course, you could be podcast listening. That's totally cool, but we're glad you're up early now. Text the show so that we know that you're alive. 419-240-1055, Friday, March 22nd. It is 2019. We are almost wrapped up the third month of the year. 419-240-1055. You can text the show. You can call the show here on a Friday, a Philly Tea Friday. Philip will join us after 7 o'clock when we'd like to ask, when is it okay to meet the child? We'll also get into the anxiety-driven five-second rule for Philip and Floyd. What won't your child put down when it comes to devices or other things that keep them from being a little productive? A panel full of ladies, small business shout-outs. What are yours? Get those to us. You can do it anytime during the show. We'll put them out over the air to share with everyone between 9 and 9:30. Small business shout-outs, 419-240-1055. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. We'll do the cabin fever reliever also around 8:20 this morning to get you qualified to pick out a place to go in Florida. I think that's it. 5:46. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm trying to get this thing out of my throat.
I know.
You gave me the frog you had.
Oh, not the frog. The ribbit.
Let's go over your Thursday here.
Oh no. Why?
Are we allowed to talk about what you did yesterday, or is this like Zach Morris getting caught at the baseball game?
Yeah, we're not allowed to talk about that.
So what are we gonna do?
I got really drunk last night.
Well, yeah. All right. We'll start with that. What happened?
I had a mixer for the Equality Toledo at like 6. And I showed up at 6:30 and people were just like, oh, you never come out during the daylight. I was like, no, I'm like a vampire.
Where was it?
Georgia's. Mm. So we do a mixer every month at a different LGBTQ+A element of P local business. So this was our first one of the year. And I don't know where the next one will be, but there's some good venues. So we kicked off last night at George's, and then people were just like, you should drink. I'm like, no, I have to be up. You should drink. I'm like, no, dude, you should drink. I am wasted. Philip saw me. He'll probably tell you stories. I was obnoxious last night.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's just
see. It's like I relapsed. Philip, I was like,
relapsed.
I've been doing. Oh, I just burped on there. Sorry. I've been. That burp smelled like Listerine and tequila.
For being drunk, you don't look hungover.
No, I don't. I rarely get hungover. Rarely.
That's my gay black superpower.
That's my gay black superpower. But no, last night we did the mixer at Equality Toledo. Planned Parenthood also had sex trivia, so that was fun too. Learning some new terminology.
Like what?
I can't say on air, but I learned a lot about the female anatomy, and mm-hmm. I was like, ooh. Mm-hmm. Wasn't ready originally. No, I'm not like women, but like, ooh, I did all that went down there. Yeah. Girls go through a lot. Like, we go through some things, but like, we can never, ever, ever complain to the multitude of what girls go through. So like, if a girl's cramping, don't ever complain after they complain about having a cramp. Because that pain apparently is like labor pains. And they get it once a month, and we stub our toe and we cry wolf all year round.
They ate the apple. They brought it on themselves.
Oh, don't do that. They didn't ask for it.
They did.
If we go back in time, ladies, I will be the person to go slap Eve in her face and be like, don't you dare bite that fruit.
But then we won't be here.
That's fine. I wouldn't have diabetes.
I'm good with that. I wouldn't have to wake up early.
But no, it was actually really cool.
Was Annalise there?
She was. I got to see my quality little girlfriend.
Speaking of fictional mythical creatures. Hi, Annalise.
The great and powerful Oz.
Yes.
You hear of her, but never see her.
Right.
She was there last night. Nick Coal Mines is there. And actually, most of our new board members were there. So it was a pretty good turnout, networking and meeting new people in the community. And it was a good day because it wasn't cold. It wasn't hot. It was just
no one cares there. About this. We just want to know what you drank.
Oh, me? Oh, I'm just saying it was a good day for a mixer. I drink everything from tequila to vodka, my good old-fashioned White Claw.
What's a White Claw?
That's that seltzer water stuff you don't like.
I don't dislike
it. Like soda water. It says it's infused, but it all tastes like burp anyway, so right. It doesn't matter. It really does.
How did you have the tequila? Shots?
Yeah.
Patron?
Someone bought them for me. I would never buy tequila. But if you buy it for me, I'm like, I cannot not say
and
no.
How did you digest the vodka?
Really quickly.
Did you just vodka shots?
No, I had a vodka gimlet for the first time.
Gimlet?
Yeah. It's like vodka on vodka with lime juice. Mm. I had five of those. I told you, I relapsed. If last night was one of those things where, like, Floyd doesn't drink during the week. Last night was my downfall.
I'm waiting.
Like, I would have walked out the club, pop rocks, and been like, Floyd, how was your night? I would have been like,
I'm excited for Phil to come by to tell me more stories.
That was the best.
Were you drunk when you were looking at the pictures that I posted on Facebook yesterday?
No, I was sober. I was getting ready for the mixer. But yeah, that's a mess.
I told you.
Like, when you said it, I was like, okay, it's a couch in, like, garbage. Or we'll get over it. No, that's... If I was, like, poor, I would call my cousins and be like, get your pickup truck. There's two new couches we want. We're not picking up that red one because it don't match.
Well, there is a matching...
I saw it in the corner because, like, you can see, like, the arm. Like, we don't want that red
one. When I drove by this morning...
Does it smell?
Yeah. I don't walk down that way.
Oh, okay.
When I drove down, when I passed it this morning, someone had stood up the mattresses so that you could walk down the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, and you saw it, I texted my HOA president and she hasn't gotten back to me.
Hmm.
Which
maybe she's taking matters into her hands. Like, oh, let me see what he's talking about.
Somebody had mentioned, I don't know if you saw it, like maybe it has bed bugs. I don't know.
So you said I'd burn it. It has to have some infestation in it now. It's been sitting out long enough.
A month.
If not raccoon poop or pee.
Yeah. So that was that. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday.
Uh-oh.
It actually wasn't what I was expecting.
Oh.
Which made things complicated. However, Cece,
mm-hmm.
who I'm very excited to see today. She's coming over today.
Oh.
We're going to go get a little lunch.
Look at you. Where are you guys going?
I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet. She said, call the IRS. She said she has had to deal with something, and the IRS is more helpful than their reputation would have you believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they were. I called them and was on hold for less and got through to people faster than I expected. And they even when they said, this needs the instructions. And I was like, oh, it says that. I Googled it quickly, and they didn't condescendingly speak to me, and
uh-huh.
I think I got it. I got done what I needed to.
Yay. That's good. Because that could have went terribly wrong. You could have been on hold for 45
right.
minutes.
Well, they
spoke to 18 people, not one of them knowing which department you're supposed to be in.
And
by the end, you just hang up because you're just over it.
The one late, the first woman said, I'll make a note here on your file. This mm-hmm. way we know that you're being proactive and there's no malice. I'm like, oh, no. This was pure carelessness, not
right.
evasiveness.
Right.
And I'm not trying to save the refund. I'm mm-hmm. just trying to, you know, keep it at zero.
As someone who worked in a call center for a whopping 3 days, it's good to hear people and they're like, I made a mistake and I just want to fix it. I'm like, okay, that's cool.
I've told you before, people should pay me to call customer service for
it's
them.
It's true.
Because I shower those people with kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Because calling angry, you know, they deal with crap and
terrible sure.
people
yeah.
all day long.
Yeah, and if like, and keep in mind, attitudes can rub off.
Yeah.
It's like, I can have the greatest day, but as soon as I talk to someone, I'm like, now I got what you got. I hate the world too.
Yeah. And I would think most customer support centers get people who are in some kind of turmoil or they're disappointed, they're angry, they're upset, and to have to be the target of that all day long.
Right.
Mm.
And keep in mind, they have goals to make too. So mm-hmm. like, you know, the more they're on the line with you arguing and venting, they're kind of just like, after I hang out with you, I'm going to deal with another one. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's... You gotta be pleasant. Like,
it's hard.
You're calling for a common goal. They're trying to resolve their issue, make their goals. You're trying to resolve your issue. In the end, you guys are gonna link up and have a common ground. So there's no need to start off negative.
If we lived less looking to put blame on people,
mm-hmm.
Instead of just knowing that things happen, everybody'd be a lot better off.
Yeah.
The woman was like, "Is there anything else I can help you with, sir?" I'm like, or should do you have any other questions? I said, "Actually, yes, I do."
And she wasn't like, oh, okay,
no.
What is it? That's good.
I said, are you from Philadelphia? And she kind of smirked and said, yes, I am. Because I could hear her accent.
Your accent? Yeah. That's funny.
That's my superpower.
That's funny. Oh.
I can tell where you're from.
Nice. So we have No Hangover Boy. Accent Man.
Accent Man. Yes.
There you go.
So we'll go. Let's do plans now for tomorrow on the air. With having been able to procure some tickets for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, I unleashed it to Stefan. So he's excited.
It's I'm gonna go to the 8 o'clock show tomorrow night with CC.
Get him, CC.
And you and Stefan can go and we can get. Is he interested?
Yes, he's so interested.
Did you buy tickets?
No. Why not?
You,
if I'll get there. You know I'm black and I procrastinate. That's my kryptonite.
You know, procrastination it covers all races. All right, so then I'll leave you at like 60-40 as far as actually going to this thing. But let me know if you would like to get dinner beforehand tomorrow night.
All right,
and then if her and I are like, all right, we're heading over, and you guys are like, yeah, we didn't get tickets. I'll be fine.
I'll be fine too. Well, we'll figure out something else.
What else do you have planned for your week? You're not working tonight?
No, I work tonight. We have a birthday party down at George's, and I got two new costumes. Whoop, whoop. And I'm having drag performers block. I don't know what song to do tonight. I normally have my songs picked out like a week in advance. No clue what to do tonight.
The new awful Iggy Azalea song.
Little Sally Walker. No. Well, those are the words. Like, I want to do something fun and new. I got new stuff to unleash to the world.
Do the Sweet But Psycho song.
I don't know the words. I also, that's my other issue. Like, I love a song. I would love to do that song, but I don't know the words.
Learn them quickly.
No, I have to take time. I am an artiste. I'm a performance artist.
Speaking of that, by the way, it's the morning reboot on Q105, 556. We will have a new video that will be released in the coming days. There's some pictures to tease you with that on social media. And you were artistically beautiful in it. We played Is It Food? And as you found out, some of it was.
Some of it wasn't.
No, correct.
And we almost had to do, what was it, CPR? You had to give me a Heimlich?
Oh, yeah, there was one thing.
One thing!
When I was purchasing these items, I was good with all of them except for one, but I couldn't say no to it because it was like a buck. And I was just like, I guess I just got to make sure swallow it.
Just watch the video, friends. And the first thing he says is, don't choke.
Yeah.
And then that's all you need to know.
Because that's one of those things that this object was one of these things where it would get stuck in your throat and I would have to wind up and whack you on the back.
So there's a story behind that. And I don't know if you want to wait until we unleash the video. I won't say what the item is, but I choked on that as a child.
Did you really?
I told my mom, because I was with my mom and I told her about what I had to do and she was like, you didn't, I started freaking out. That's why it was quick. It was enlarged in my throat as a kid. My mom had to turn me upside down. Like, no, it was bad. It was bad.
I wasn't turning you upside down yesterday. I would hit you on the back.
I would just be like, when I was tell my family I love them.
8, 9, 10 or whatever. Kind of like gummy worms and stuff. There was like a gummy thing that was like that. It was like a football shape, some snack. I put one in my nose.
Did you?
I couldn't get it out.
Do you know how to get those out now? If you ever heard to do it,
like a snot rocket?
No, you. So if your child, this happened at the school, Alana, I'm calling you out because you saved a child's life. So if you put something in there, you're supposed to close the one nostril and blow in their mouth and have it shoot out. Warning.
Wait. So, you blow in their mouth?
You blow in their mouth. So, like, it's a kid. They can't help it. But, like, so, like, if they get it enlarged in their nose,
right.
You close the one nostril, open their mouth. Like, so if you don't open their mouth, because we work with special needs, you go behind the jaw and just apply a little pressure. And it's kind of just like, ah. And they, oh, and as soon as they do that, you just go, and they go,
that works?
Yep. And just, you know, a lot more stuff comes out than just a marble.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
See, so your daycare workers, appreciate them. Today's unofficial daycare appreciation day. I said unofficial, so yes.
To wrap up this segment, and let's talk about jeans and this Florida man thing, which I'm already tired of in a couple of minutes.
That's so annoying. And didn't it just start yesterday?
Yeah, or thereabouts.
That's what we do in America.
Oh, I saw the text messages, and I saw a lot of people talking about it, so... Happy World Awareness Day for Down Syndrome.
That was yesterday.
I know. But it was a bigger deal than I thought.
Yeah,
we have these days every day.
We do. But like, And here's the thing, and we've talked about this. We don't ever know until like noon because we're up so early because people don't say National Something Day until they're all woke up.
Right.
And then like soon as we get off air at like 10 o'clock, I'm like, oh, did you know today was World Not Take Your Dog Outside Day? And we're like, oh, no, we had no idea.
So, yeah.
Which is not a real day, by the way.
Yesterday was that. Is that like, do we say happy or acknowledgement
of
it?
Yeah, happy belated.
5:59, let's talk about your jeans. An old wives' tale is dead wrong. We'll do that in less than 15 minutes.
Q105.
6:11, good morning. The morning reboot, Q105. That goes into my top three of all-time misheard lyrics because I swear they're saying the S word repeatedly in that song. And speaking of Adam Levine and over-the-air violations, he'll be in entertainment because somebody dug up the FCC complaints from his Super Bowl appearance. We'll get to those before 7 o'clock. Good morning, the morning reboot. Text the show, 419-240-1055. It's good to have you here with us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. After 8, before 8:30, we'll get you qualified to pick out a place to go to in Florida. One of four destinations, Toledo Express Airport, Allegiant as well, our Cabin Fever Reliever. Get more on our website, q1055.com. And you can also play a couple of new contests that we have there and register once per day on our website to win those things. I don't know why I sound like this morning. I got plenty of sleep. I went to bed early. I feel okay. No drinking last night. And I sound like this, Floyd.
I don't know.
Thanks.
I had a lot of shots of tequila.
Maybe it's because we were too close yesterday filming that video. You passed your invisible frog into my throat. I was putting things essentially into your mouth.
You were.
I was going to put it in news, but I kind of like this story. And we'll get to the Florida man thing momentarily, if you don't know about this yet. Levi's CEO, Chip Berg, has some tips for you, for jean owners, which I would think, I mean, are jeans the greatest pants of all time?
Aren't they the only pants? I mean,
sweatpants.
Those are called sweats.
Don't freeze your jeans, and don't put them in the washing machine. He turned heads at a May 2014 event when he announced he'd never washed a pair of 501 Levi's jeans he was wearing at the time. He still hasn't washed that now 10-year-old pair of jeans. He admitted on CNN Business Markets yesterday. He also doesn't freeze his jeans. He said that's an old wives' tale. I'm not familiar with that.
I don't know either. I'm going to look it up. I've heard it, but I don't know what the purpose of it is.
Let me pick this apart for 1 second.
Okay.
And I'm assuming, I won't assume, but when he said he's never washed a pair of 501 Levi's, maybe it was just that number, because there are dozens of numbers of Levi jeans. Like, I think I was just trying on at a JCPenney at the mall the other day. I think 511 is the number that I like. But he says he's never washed them, and I know that there are people who follow this creed, this motto, or they wash them very, very rarely. So I wanted to ask you, we can also take some calls and some text messages, 419-240-1055. How do you go about caring for your jeans? I like the stiffness of when they're washed. And I know that can wear them down.
Yeah.
Like a jean, I guess, what is it? You can only charge your iPhone so many times. Like you can only wash your jeans so many times before they begin to crumble. I don't wear them all the time like some people do, but my jeans last pretty long. We all have our favorite pair.
Yeah. Like,
but I would say that I do wash them once a week.
I said I'm a repeat where I wore these yesterday. So, and they're not clean, but I don't put mine in the dryer. So I'll wash them, then I'll hang dry them. Because, okay, like, that way they don't fade. And you keep your, like, you asked me one day, I had a shirt on with my black jeans. And you're like, how do you keep your shirt so black? I'm like, I don't put it in the dryer. Something my mom taught me.
Smart.
You just don't put them in, just hang them to dry.
I would say at most, I'll wear jeans 4 times and then I'll wash them. And
that's probably about a good average.
Not because they smell or anything, but they become so malleable and so pliable. Like, I want that stiffness back.
Right. And even for me, like, have you ever looked? So I love, like, sky blue jeans, but I can never wear them. Because, like, once I wear them, I'm like, what is that dirt print?
Oh, yeah.
Or what is that random yellow, like, tint on it? Like, you just, if they just start collecting random colors. Like, even my black pair of jeans, I'd be like, what is that random snot-looking stain? Like, or like, you know, like when you get toothpaste on a shirt.
Yeah.
You get, like, all that gunk. So I'm like, oh, these got to be in the dryer. So, I mean, washing machine. So, I do wash them. I don't know why. Maybe he knows something we don't know. He's a CEO, but
does it say anything about freezing them?
Yeah, stick your jeans in the freezer once a month next to the waffles to kill off. It kills off bacteria. So it's washing machine, antibacteria. Yeah,
thanks for the text messages this morning, 419-240-1055.
Okay, it's essentially just to kill off bacteria if you don't want to wash your jeans. And then when it's frozen, you spot clean it with a sponge or a toothbrush while it's frozen.
That sounds hard.
That sounds like a lot. That sounds like I'm not getting my workout in my whirlpool.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, so.
But shout out to jeans. Probably one of the greatest pants of all time. Because yeah. they are so.
And some are pricey.
Yes, they are. but that's one bullet I'll bite. I don't buy like $200 jeans, but I'll pay $70 for a pair of jeans that I like, and I know that like will become my new favorite pair.
I said the most I've ever paid for jeans is probably around that price range too, $70, $78. I was like in high school, and I was like, ooh, I got my first tax return. I was like, oh, I'm going to get all these clothes.
And I love when I find a place, and right now it's kind of Express and Levi's, mm-hmm. that they make jeans that do well, that they fit right. Because I do believe that guys have fitting problems like women do. Maybe not as drastically.
We do.
But then I hate when they make an adjustment to their style or how they're made, and then it's like you got to go find another place or another fit.
I got my mama's hips, so in high school.
And they don't lie.
They don't lie. And we were having trouble buying jeans for school, and like, I was a teenager, like, I need these pants. Everyone else has these pants. She's like, Floyd, your butt's not built that way. And I was like, I need these pants. So she had this great idea, and I do this to this day. I wear girl pants.
Do you?
I wear girl jeans.
Okay.
I do. Because they're made to fit wide-hip ladies, and I'm built like a wide-hip lady.
Look at that.
So, and then she literally was like, we went, I think it was Value City was open up at the time, and I was like, I did that whole teenage thing. These are girl jeans. She's like, Floyd. She held up like the one pair, held up the other, go, whatever, I'll try them on. And ever since, I think 10th grade, I've been rocking lady pants.
Where do you buy them
no
from?
One's ever known. My go-to store is Old Navy.
Okay.
The Rockstar jeans. Okay. Like, because they're, I would assume they're, especially with the times, they're gender neutral. You don't know the difference. And I like the way they caressed my curves.
I think I have a pair of jeans arriving, or two pairs of jeans arriving here today. I got sucked into an Express sale, and I looked at my pile of jeans in my closet. I'm like, I don't wear 75% of these. And I don't like the way they fit anymore, or the color.
But, are you a jean hoarder?
Yes.
I'm a jean. Oh, thank brother. I see you.
Yeah.
I have so many pairs of jeans, and I literally wear the same. In rotation.
Same.
There's legit 10 more pair in my closet.
Same
for own rotation.
We promised we'd talk about Florida Man. What this is somebody said, hey, Google Florida Man and your date of birth, and it'll tell you what Florida Man you are. And now we see articles why Florida Man is so popular, because apparently there's a great deal of freedom of the press and whatever. It's fun, but I've seen it everywhere on Twitter. I'm going to go back to the jeans for one second.
Yes.
I just want to make sure we talked about that. Can you tell me why black people take their jeans to the dry cleaner?
Oh, to get them crisp.
I know.
Okay, let me tell you. Oh, my cousins, oh, my aunts. Oh, let me tell you. When I was younger, they would always take them to the dry cleaners, and I'm just like, why?
And there's
also
a crease.
Don't ever crease your jeans.
Yeah, there'd be a crease right down the middle.
I would actually, that's probably like, oh, that's cringeworthy. When I see someone with creased jeans, I want to punch you in the throat.
It's never.
I don't want to do harm. I just want you to know that when you feel my fist hitting your esophagus, just know that was the creased jeans punch. And don't get me wrong. When I was younger, I used to try to crease them because, like, it looked cool when we were younger. Well, for me, I was like, oh, look at my cousins. They look so sweet. And then I was like, okay, so I'm.
That happens when you take them to the dry cleaners, right?
Yes. Crease them jeans. So if you're a jean creaser and you're listening, I just want you to know I would not physically harm you, but I mentally do punch you in the throat. Like, don't walk past me.
All right. 6:20 with the morning reboot.
Have you ever... Do you know Gene Kreiser?
No. I saw a dude at the mall the other day, and his pants were way down low, and I've never...
sagging?
Yeah. Like, I've never had an issue with that, and I've kind of disliked how people went after others because it was somewhat racially tinged. But I'm like, I don't think anybody's doing this anymore.
Don't feel bad about it being racially tinged. There's some black people out there who are like, what are you thinking? My mom is the biggest one. She'll tell you. My mom is that old black lady. She don't care. If your pants are down by your ankle, she's like, boy, if you don't pull your pants up, it's cold.
I wanted to pull his pants down.
I mean, it's probably easier to pull them down than up.
Yeah.
They're down so far.
6:21 with the morning reboot on Q105. The trail is not going to be fixed as soon as we'd hope. We'll get to that more in less than 15 minutes.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
Yeah.
Just the news you need with the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
First up, shout out to Cardinal Stritch for a great season. They lost in the state semifinals the other day. Michigan won last night.
Sports.
I'm guessing Ohio State plays today. One of the three suspects arrested in December and accused of plotting mass casualty attacks in Toledo is asking for multiple charges to be dropped. Elizabeth LaCrone's defense team has petitioned a federal judge to dismiss three of the four charges she faces pertaining to using destructive devices and firearms in a crime of violence. The indictment fails to allege facts that, if proven, would establish Ms. LaCrone's alleged firearm possession was in furtherance of a crime of violence as defined by the statute, according to her public defender, Stephen Newman. Investigators contend LaCrone was plotting to commit mass murder at an upscale Toledo bar. She's also accused of purchasing black powder and several hundred screws. The prosecution has until June 3rd to file a response. A pretrial is scheduled for June 10th. Vincent Armstrong, her boyfriend, is also facing federal charges in connection with LaCrone's foiled scheme. There's the other guy also who wanted to blow up the synagogue. Mm-hmm. That's a separate case, but it was an ugly December for us. And more macabre news. Two 17-year-old boys have been charged with murder in the death of Alexis Carey. They were the same two that were charged with felonious assault in connection to the shooting death earlier this month. The Lucas County Attorney's Office is in the process of certifying the two as adults. If and when that happens, their names will be made public. A medical marijuana dispensary in Fremont on Thursday won approval to open its doors. The State Board of Pharmacy awarded final certificates of operation to three dispensaries to be operated by Terrasana Labs, one of which will be on 1800 East State Street in Fremont. The other two in Columbus and Garfield Heights near Cleveland. In all, the board approved final operating certificates to a dozen dispensaries out of what is eventually expected to be 56 statewide. The only other dispensary to have opened so far in our area is the Forest Sandusky at 1651 Tiffin Avenue in Sandusky, owned by Standard Wellness. You want some CBD, some weed?
No, I'm good. I like my vodka.
How's your mom feeling?
She's good. I made a joke yesterday. She didn't like it.
What was it?
That she needs Life Alert. I was like, oh, you're the actual commercial. See, we can laugh about it now. Mm. But it was a good one.
Yeah, but that's a tough joke. You can mess with her falling down. You can mess with her tripping over a laundry basket. You can't mess with somebody's age.
Yeah, she didn't like she it. Brought, my sister and I cackled. She was just like, oh, you two? If I could, I would get rid of you two right now. Is the look we got.
She brought you into this
she
world.
She said some choice words, too. But
yeah, she will take you out of this
we
world.
We chuckled about it.
I will crease your jeans, young man.
Yes, you would.
So, rain, in addition to the work that will be done, will stretch a short-term repaving project on the trail in South Toledo into next week. Milling and paving by the city and ODOT crews to replace the worst section of the inbound trail's right and center lanes between just north of the Maumee border and Glendale began last week. It was slated to be completed today, but the city's spokesperson, Ignacio Messina. Ignacio, do you still listen to the show? Are you there, buddy?
Hi.
Said that the rain delayed the schedule. In addition, project leaders determined additional paving was needed near Toledo Christian School. A lot of people are having their cars broken into in BG.
Oh, yes.
Early Thursday morning, officers were called to the Varsity Square apartments and found a car with its window smashed. Police then searched the surrounding area and found a total of 51 vehicles with broken windows. That's some kind of crime spree.
I saw that this morning, and like, it wasn't just like one window. They were like, they were busted out multiple windows on these cars. It's insane.
So if this all happened like overnight or in a short period of time, two or three or four people couldn't have done this. It had to be more.
Oh, I'm sure it was just some, excuse me, a group of people who were bored. That's a lot of cars to go through. And windows are hard to break.
Like, if Russ comes in here today and says, guys, I want you to go see how many windows you can. Tell me how long it takes to break 51 windows.
Right.
It would take a whole day.
Yeah. I want to know if they took stuff or just because I've noticed that some people, when they just get their windows busted out, people just bust their windows and don't take anything.
Right. Or, well, maybe like they didn't have anything to take.
Well, I'm not putting this in the atmosphere. If you bust my window, take something. Like, you know what I mean? Just don't. That's so hard because that's a lot. Windows are hard to fix.
Detectives do have a suspect through surveillance footage. Police believe the people inside it are also responsible for the same crimes that happened earlier in the week. Officers say people have stolen everything from tools to fishing gear out of cars. They're using the incidents to warn people about leaving valuables in their vehicles. And last up, more macabre news.
Oh.
So it's cooling at the top of Mount Everest, and they're finding dead bodies because there's a great meme that I love. The most motivated people. Something along the lines of, even the people that died on Everest were motivated at one point.
Oh,
stay,
man,
in bed.
Stop.
More than 200 mountaineers have died on the peak since 1922, and the first climbers' deaths on Everest were recorded. The majority of bodies are believed to remain buried under glaciers or snow. Recovering and removing bodies from the higher camps can both be dangerous and expensive. I mean, people are heavy. It's hard to get up there.
Mm.
But somebody that specializes in this and Everest tourism, they get some government money to take care of this and get those bodies. Because the last thing you want to see when you're climbing a mountain is a dead body.
Right. Like, oh, he didn't make it far.
No, I'd kind of want to see it.
So have you ever looked at the pictures of the bodies on Everest?
No, but I'm going to Google that
right
now.
You should. It was a huge thing. And they all have nicknames, too.
Really?
And there's green sweater. It's a guy. He's like propped up. In a green sweater. And then there's like blue boots because they're not what they're wearing. But I'm not letting mean to chuckle, but like, I've never had that motivation to hike. And like, that's like the ultimate thing. Like, when people are like, I want to hike. Well, what's your, like, when people prep for a 5K, like, what's your ultimate goal? A marathon? Like, why are you hiking? One day I want to scale Everest. Like,
you want to die.
You might just want to climb up the hill on the Maumee. Let's start small. Why don't you just cross the high level bridge first?
641, the morning reboot. Eric Chase and Floyd text the show 419-240-1055. Before 7 o'clock, complaints about Adam Levine and how Daenerys Stormborn almost died just a season or so into Game of Thrones. 6:53, good morning, the morning reboot on Q105. Our $1,000 payoff returns on Monday. It is Friday, March 22nd. Eric and Floyd.
I'm her.
Let's start with Schitt's Creek. The TV show, renewed for a sixth and final season. Co-creator and star Daniel Levy announced the news on his social media yesterday with a letter written by himself and his father, series co-creator and star Eugene Levy. Or is it Levy? We're very excited to announce that Schitt's Creek is coming back for the sixth season on CBC and Pop in 2020. We also wanted to take this opportunity to let you know that we've decided season six will be our last. The sixth and final season will consist of 14 episodes. So if there was ever a comedy I was going to watch on Netflix,
it'd be this one. Yeah.
And forget this.
And it starts right into it, too. Like, there's no, like, build-up. It's like, oh, this is what's happening.
Do you watch this?
I do. I'm not as far along as everyone else, but I do watch this show.
And you watch it because Daniel Levy is attractive.
His son is.
No, that's Eugene Levy.
Oh, yeah. But no, it's just funny, the whole dynamic. Like, they've had chemistry for forever because they've done all the Christopher Guest movies, like Best in Show, Waiting for Guffman. Like, now it's their chemistry, like, in a sitcom form. It's really, really, really entertaining.
Okay. Yeah, if there was one, is it like a darkish comedy, like Shameless, or is it like Laugh Out Loud?
It's a Laugh Out Loud for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe I'll get into it.
Yeah.
Also, I just saw that you can earn $1,000. I don't know how many people they'll pick, but somebody wants you to watch all 20 Marvel movies.
I saw that yesterday.
In a row, and you get paid $1,000. And I'm like, first of all, that's a lot. It's like 40 hours of work for $1,000. So it's like about $22 an hour.
That's
not
fine.
Bad.
That's fine. I'll do it.
Let's move on.
Yes.
I saw this story yesterday one place, and then it showed up everywhere else, so I wanted to get to it. So anybody, anytime can make a complaint to the FCC. Like, I could write a letter to the FCC, or if it's an email form, go, I think my show on the radio sucks. The guy that I work with is awful.
Right.
People don't know that he's black. Take them off the air. Now, then the
all FCC, true.
Then the no, not all true. You're not black.
I know.
Then the FCC decides, they review the amount, they review the content of the complaints, and then maybe they will earn an investigation. It's not like the old days where if somebody says something awful or there's a curse word, they just throw fines. Usually FCC fines are for like technical violations. Not things that go over the radio or anything for that matter. So the FCC got, how many people watch the Super Bowl? 100 million?
Yeah.
They got 55 complaints about Adam Levine taking his shirt off. I'd like to read some of them. I was appalled by CBS allowing the airing of nipples during its TV broadcast.
I like reading these. You should have a British accent because these are so ridiculous.
San Jacinto, California. Any nudity, any, should be punished equally. This man took off his shirt, and many children were watching this. Because he's a man, this makes it okay? No, it doesn't equal means equal. He needs to apologize and be fined. From Boise. I want him banned, just like they did Janet. From San Francisco. I'm appalled to see a naked nipple on the halftime show. I thought we got the message across from Miss Jackson that this level of indecency would not be tolerated. Poor taste and sends the wrong message to young children.
I like the way this is going. I should have made one too. Because these aren't serious. There's no way.
This is more of along the line that you saw on Twitter. Double standard. Maroon 5 took off his shirt, showed in caps, both nipples. Who will think of the children? I have to think some of these are a joke.
That's funny.
So again, feel free to, no, don't complain to the FCC anytime. I mean, oh boy.
They got better things to do, like nothing.
Emilia Clarke, who is Daenerys Targaryen, mother of dragons, Daenerys Stormborn, you know who she is, right?
Yes.
Well, she almost died back in 2011. She was working out with her trainer in London, and she suffered from a ruptured brain aneurysm. She was 24, started to have a bad headache, and she wound up continuing the workout, but collapsed in the bathroom. After being rushed to the hospital and had an MRI, the diagnosis was quick and ominous. A subarachnoid hemorrhage, an SAH, a life-threatening type of stroke caused by bleeding into the space surrounding the brain. I had an aneurysm, an arterial rupture. As I learned later, about a third of SAH patients die immediately or soon after. For those who do survive, urgent treatment is required to seal off the aneurysm, and then there's a high risk of a second, often fatal bleed. She made it through the surgery, but after 2 weeks of recovery, the nurse asked Clark what her name was, and she just responded with nonsense, and she was panicked because I'm an actor. I need to remember my line. She was suffering from a condition called aphasia, which luckily passed after about a week. She then had another one, which was much more painful. In 2013, she had to go in for a brain scan, which she now does. She now had to do regularly. And again, the second one, the recovery was even more painful than it had been after the first surgery. I looked as though I'd been through a war more gruesome than any Daenerys experience. I emerged from the operation with a drain coming out of my head. Bits of my skull had been replaced by titanium. She's now 32 and has decided to get involved in charities in the UK and the US called Same You, which aims to provide treatment for people recovering from brain injuries and stroke.
Good for her. I mean, like, for using her platform, but that's scary because, like, most people think we just have a headache. Take ibuprofen, take a nap.
I've always said, if I ever have to die like before my time, I kind of want it to be this way, because like I am pretty sure when you have an aneurysm like this, like you go quick.
I don't even want to think about it, because I have headaches all the time. Stop! Don't lift your eyebrow like that.
Yeah, she said that was like, no pun intended, like in her head. Mm-hmm. Anytime she was getting like a headache, which was a pretty common thing for a variety of reasons. She was fearful that it was something else was happening.
Ugh.
Scary stuff.
It is. Dark Friday today.
Yeah. I'm all about death. Speaking of death, there will be a lot of it on this season's Game of Thrones. There was another connected to Daenerys there, who a lot of people think will wind up sitting on the Iron Throne at the end of season 8. But there was a new poster released yesterday, and it's like the Iron Throne, but it looks like it's one of the dragons, but also the Iron Throne. It's kind of fused together. Mm. So someone thought that maybe the dragons will rule Westeros.
Ooh.
You're not going to watch it, are you?
I am.
No, you're not.
At some point?
No, you're not.
I will.
No.
It'll be around.
One last thing. Wendy Williams' husband is speaking out. Kevin Hunter is focused on maintaining his and Williams' family follow her addiction revelation. He told ET's Kevin Fraser last night, "Wendy's doing well. We're doing well as a family. We're moving forward with working on her sobriety and doing work to help others, not just ourselves." He's been married to her since 1997. It's a family process. Anybody that has to deal with this knows this is a family process, and we're dealing with it and moving forward.
Good for them.
Philly Tea Fridays will start in just a bit. Let me talk briefly. Right, in the next segment, in less than 15 minutes, we'll throw out the question that something I'm pondering with Cecilia,
mm-hmm.
who her and I are going to have a date of lunch today, and we're going to go with you to Charlie the Chocolate Factory. She has a son. There's been some discussion heated with some friends of mine, like, when is the appropriate time to meet someone else's child when you're dating them? We'll do that, and then Philly Tea Fridays begins in just a couple of minutes. The anxiety-ridden five-second rule game is around 7:30 this morning.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide Auto Finance. This is
7:14, good morning. The morning reboot. Eric Chase, Floyd, and we need to get an intro for Philly Tea Fridays.
I was telling somebody the other day about your Philly Tea with sports.
Can you give us a sports update on the NCAA tournament?
I don't know. Here's the thing about like March Madness, because it hasn't necessarily started yet.
It did.
Okay. I don't understand. I know, but like it doesn't start at the beginning of March. Like there's this whole you have to get accept. No. Okay. So championships are coming up. And people are doing March Madness to get into the championships. Am I saying that right? I don't understand. I don't get it. They want me to do brackets.
Yeah.
And then there are points for like, it's like fantasy football where you don't get points for the team. You get points for individuals and then what they do and like their stats. Ain't nobody got time for that. That's just like, it's nonsense.
I don't know. Sport. Like when we got that, Evil says, "Don't forget to get your last thing in the pool." I said, "We have a pool here?" I was like, "What? We're gonna go swimming?"
Do I need to bring my
trucks? Right? I was like, "It's too cold." I was like,
"Wait, hockey, bro!"
I was like, "What is this pool?" I legit had to Google it. It's a pool of people. It's like a lottery pool.
They said that this year it's going to be like the biggest draw for March Madness brackets. A majority of it is gambling, and it's illegal. Apparently, like, I don't understand.
Yeah. I don't want to get into it.
Okay,
well. But I don't do brackets anymore because they're too maddening, and I don't follow the games like I used to, which probably means I'm that secretary at the front desk who would win.
I do know the Duke player who busted his shoes the other week is most likely to be the number one draft pick because he's graduating.
Philly T on sports!
I don't know his name.
Good
it's,
for you.
It's some African, but that's about
all
it.
All I know is the colors. The Duke is blue.
Yeah.
It's like the blue team.
Zion Williamson.
Yeah, oh Zion. God. Yeah.
Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. That was... I think I just had an aneurysm.
Outstanding.
Probably.
I want to know about Floyd's drunkenness last night, but we promised.
I forgot.
What was that?
So we were
Okay.
But I want to do this topic first.
Okay.
Because Philip's insight is important here. Philip, so there's a new girl.
Oh, hey.
Cecilia. That's okay. What Floyd has dubbed her. She has a child, an offspring. Oh,
okay.
I won't do much more than he's 9. It's a he.
Okay.
And he's 9.
That's fine.
I have a friend who is not too pleased that I've met somebody that has another child because she was angry that I met the last one too quickly. And then when you break up with that person, the child is affected. And I don't know how you can avoid that.
That's true, but to be honest and to be frank, I'm not sure who your friend is, but it's like really none of their damn business, and it's up to the mom if they want you to meet their kids or not. So
I wanted to throw out for some discussion, 419-240-1055, what's the appropriate time to meet someone else's child or for you to introduce someone that you're dating to your kid, or in this case here in Toledo, kids from different parents. 419-240-1055.
I'll start with this. It's going to happen because a child is always the extension of the parent.
Mm-hmm.
They're always going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's probably up to the parent because they're going to protect their child first because they know that if they're getting like emotional attachments, the kid's probably going to get emotional attachments too. Or the other way around, the kid's going to be like, no. So I think probably a good time to meet a kid, I wouldn't even put a time frame on it. Maybe it's your comfortability level with you meeting and how she feels.
Mm-hmm.
So like maybe she's like, oh, we're in this to win it, or let me introduce him.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say off the bat, maybe like, I say a month frame. Depends on how serious it is.
It also depends on like the kid itself. Like, I mean, this kid is older, obviously, so he's a little bit more mature, understands that.
He can form sentences and tell you how he feels without a
filter.
Listen,
real talk. But like my mom, she was a single mom, and she dated, and it was literally, she was so bad at it, but like she would try to hide the fact that she was dating and she had boyfriends. Like, we're not stupid. Same, like, at the age of like 9, 10, my brother and I were, like, we knew what was going on, but she never introduced us to anybody who she did not think was going to be around for a period of time or was not up to like par standard. So,
hi, it's Q105. Who's this?
Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. What are your thoughts here?
Well, I went through a divorce after 20 years, and so when I got into my next relationship, it happened kind of quickly, but I didn't let my children know that it happened, and so we waited a year until I decided to introduce him. I thought, you know, I don't want people coming in out of my children's lives, and, you know, you just don't know what impact those people are going to have on your children's lives, especially when you're getting to know them, so... I waited a year, and I think it was a really good decision in my case, but, you know, everybody's situation is different.
Sure.
I think the correct answer is probably,
it depends.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, it does. It all depends. Yeah.
Did they know of him, though?
Not for about, I would say, at least 6 months.
Okay.
Him and I would talk on the phone, but they didn't know, you know, my youngest was 13 at the time, so they thought I was talking to, you know, friends, and, you know, then I would only see him, you know, on the weekends that I didn't have my children.
Okay.
That seems
I would see him during the week when the kids weren't with me, but then, you know, and I asked my ex, I, you know, said, do you want to meet this person before our children meet them? You know, and he said, you know what? He said, I have respect for you, and I know, you know, that you have a good frame of mind, and that you know what's right from wrong, and so I trust your judgment.
I like all
so
that.
So it just depends.
Especially about asking the ex and involving them as well and getting their opinion on the situation, because that's a good part of co-parenting. But, man, logistically... not bringing it up for 6 months and then not introducing them for a year, almost like out of like you accidentally run into somebody in public. That seems like seems like it would be a challenge.
But I think she went.
Yeah,
like,
it was a little bit. And there was a time where we were in a restaurant and I saw somebody that I knew and I didn't really tell anybody that I was dating.
Okay.
And so I told him to get his hands, you know, don't put your hand on my rear end, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I was like,
not in front of those people. Yeah.
Well, like, I think with that thing, like, you probably went into mama bear safe mode, you know what I mean? Like,
and I was. And then in the reversal of that, my ex didn't give me the same courtesy as I had given him. So now, due to that fact, you know, I do have a little bit of resentment towards him. I didn't expect him by any means to wait that long, but I wanted the same courtesy. I wish he would have, you know what I mean? So after 6 weeks of him dating someone, there was a woman in the kitchen cooking and crying over cooked food, and my children are calling me, telling me, Dad's got this girl here, and I was like, what is going on? You know what I mean? And then I did become Mama Bear. It was not good.
Thanks, Melissa. We got to run. Good thoughts. You can text in what you think for this answer of it depends, 419-240-1055.
I'm super, like, interested in knowing how many people actually do that. Because I don't think my parents did. I don't think they talked to each other and said, hey, the boys are here. I'm seeing this person. Do you feel comfortable with, like, me introducing it to them? Because, I mean, my parents respect each other. They did really well at co-parenting. But at the same time, like, I don't think that's anybody's forefront. It's like, I'll do it when I'm ready. You don't really matter.
And also, for me, my mom dated when we first moved here. And for me, she never really introduced anyone to us. Mm-hmm. We just were like, he's here all the time.
You didn't have like an Uncle Charles just roaming around?
No.
Okay.
No, we just kind of, I think my sister and I, we had to grow up so quickly that we just assumed
mm-hmm.
that so-and-so was mom's friend. And there was mm-hmm. never like, Floyd and Tiana, let me sit down and talk to you. This is so-and-so. He's mom's boyfriend. And there was never that. It was just yeah. like, he's over here a lot. And he was cool and I liked him. And I was like, okay.
As someone who obviously is not a parent nor around kids often at all, but I do think I know people pretty well. At my part of the, well, it depends. I think that there's also some responsibility, and you can call me out if I'm wrong. I think there's a lot of responsibility, depending on the age of the child, and you know your kid better than anybody, mm-hmm. to explain something like that.
Yeah.
It is a life experience, just like anything else.
Yeah.
Like, why are these people yelling in the store? Mm-hmm. Now, granted, this is an integral part of your life, and it's an intimate part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it doesn't work out. Maybe it does. You hope anybody that you date or introduce to your child is there for the long term. But I think it's important to explain things on the level of maturity that your child
oh, for sure.
is at. And I think your mom neglected to do that.
No, she did. No, don't say neglect. No, because I'm going to defend my. I think
yeah.
we were. It goes with what you said about the age. My sister and I were well into our teens. Like I was 14, 15. My sister was 13, 14.
Like, so you were already dating
so
in a way. You knew what it was like.
We
then.
Knew what it yeah. was. We knew that our dad was never coming back. So mm-hmm. she. And it wasn't neglect, because like neglecting is. Probably think of the way Melissa described it, like a year, but like she eventually told her children, and
right.
she just kept going for a year and just like,
never
oh, this
said
guy,
anything.
We're moving in with this guy, or this guy's moving in. That's neglect.
That's crazy.
We knew.
I don't mean to use that in a really negative.
No, I'm just.
She didn't explain what was going on. She left it to your imagination.
She didn't have to, because I think she knew her children.
Okay,
we're both quick witted and very intelligent. Like we had to grow very quick, and I think my mom, in that way, it wasn't even a neglect to tell us. It was more she respected her children to be like. We put two and two together. We didn't rebel mm-hmm. or revolt. We were just like, oh, this is so-and-so. Okay, cool. And my sister and I have conversations. Like, we're like, do we like him? She's like, I don't mind him.
If I were a parent, I would I don't know if I'd leave it up to that imagination.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say, look, Floyd, Tiana, we need to have a family meeting. I would just make sure that what you said about you guys being clever and intelligent and understanding it. I would just be, if I were your mom, you guys know that we're dating, right? He's a good guy.
And in that, let me come back. So in that respect, it was also, we saw what our dad did to our mom. And we also were just like, wow, we've not seen her smile in forever.
And that's a life changer.
You know what
too,
I mean?
Right?
So it's like, I'm going to keep my mouth shut and let her keep doing her thing because she's happy now.
Right.
So, like, and we just knew that he was good. And I was that teenage person. I was like, I know who you are. Don't. Mm-hmm. But, like, after a while, I had to put my pride aside and be like, this isn't for me. In the end, mm-hmm. it could be for me. He could work out very well. But he's there for my mom. He's supporting her. He's here. He's helping. He's
putting
trying
it down
his,
no, on
oh,
Donna.
Oh, hey.
He's trying
it, Donna.
He's trying his damnedest to win over the oldest child who's kind of like, I wouldn't even say rebelling, just, I didn't rebel. I was just like, But like, so,
Phillip,
it's hard. It's hard.
It depends. It's complicated. Nobody knows you better than your kid and how they react to things. But I think Phillip can vouch for me. When they're not mine, I'm pretty good with kids.
He is. He was, you are
really
good.
You should
really
have seen at the chili cook-off. Every
yeah.
kid came up and
yeah.
like, Ashley and I were like, who is this parental type character?
Like he doesn't care about the germs, he doesn't yeah. care about anything. He's just like, yeah, like let's play with this. You see that? That's really cool. Let's do this.
Although there was the one time at the chili cook-off, a kid put their hand in the cheese. And Eric broke. He went. It was hilarious.
Anything to win that chili cook-off. 7:26. How drunk was Floyd last night? And the 5-second rule. All at the same time next. 7:38, good morning. You gonna do the song tonight, maybe? A little fun at George's?
Maybe.
The morning reboot, Q105. Before 8:30, we will get you qualified for the cabin fever reliever. It's Eric Chase, Floyd. It's Philly T Friday, so Philip is here with us. I do want to get to the 5-second rule game, but I think Floyd might be induced into some anxiety simply by Philip retelling the tale of how drunk you were last night.
He helped. He got me a shot.
You accurate. It's
what
fine.
Happened last night?
He was fine. Everything was okay. I mean, he got a little bit handsy with some of the people, but oh no, Oh.
Ha!
Oh, wait, never mind. Ha! I don't know if I can tell that story.
What story?
You remember this picture you showed me?
Oh, no!
Last night, there was an... There was an Equality Toledo mixer, and Floyd relapsed into weekday drinking.
Yeah, I did. But I also, Philip told me something. Remember that guy? You're like, oh, what's his name? Mm-hmm. I go, oh, that's his name. He's like, oh, he's been handsy on me. And I go, okay. So then the guy came back. I go, and he goes, do I know you? I said, yeah, his name's Philip. You were handsy with him one time.
Yeah, he was like, was I really?
I was like, yeah, yeah, you are. Philip doesn't lie.
I've met this dude several times, and he's always like wasted, like drunk wasted. Sometimes I am too. But like he's hit on me like several times, and it's like, whatever. So one of Floyd's friends was talking to him, and I was like, I'm not sure about this dude. He goes, no, he's cool. I'm like, is he chill? He goes, yeah. I was like, because, you know, like he hit on me a few times. Like, that sounds about right. So he turns around, and he goes, I don't think I met you before. I said, yeah, I am Philip. And Floyd goes, you hit on him before. I was like, oh, my God.
I'm like, you keep touching him inappropriately. He's not asking for it.
So you were overly honest and forthcoming?
I was so way honest and forthcoming
with the adventure. So the I don't know, dry heaving that he's doing, Cardi B patent, like, she patented it.
She trademarked it. It's hers now. We can't say it anymore. So
yeah, we can.
That was the last one I said. I don't want to get sued.
Wait, dry heaving? Wait, what?
Okay, you know, say the Cardi B thing.
Okay.
And I didn't want to get sued, so I changed the variations of it. So I kept running around the bar going, okay, okay. And like, someone's like, what is wrong with him?
I was like, are you dry heaving? Are we done drinking? I'm so confused.
Okay.
All right, we'll skip 5 second rule so we can dive into this for a second. The morning reboot, Q105, Eric Chase, Floyd Phillip is here with us. So off the air, Floyd had so you guys spent a lot of time in Uptown, a wonderful place in our community, a place that's grown so much in the last like 5 to 7 years. Floyd noticed that there was a bunch of hockey games, walleye games this weekend.
Oh, this part. Okay.
Okay.
So and then Floyd, I sensed a little disdain in your voice.
Oh, no.
Do you want me to say this or do you want to do it?
You can say it. I'll just back you up.
Floyd. Floyd was not. I'll do it. No, it's okay.
Okay, go.
Floyd was a little disappointed. When there's a hockey game on a Friday or Saturday night, he said that that Uptown is a little busier, as you would expect. There are more people downtown looking for things to do.
You accurate.
And I think one of you two said,
they're coming to see the freaks.
They just come to look at us.
I think my quote words, they're coming to see the freaks.
He said, they come to see the freaks. And I thought about it because I was like, oh, that's mean. But I was like, but he's not wrong.
I'm not, right.
They're not people who usually come downtown and hang out. So when they hear music, they want to come about. And then all of a sudden, they see a man in a dress.
And they're like, oh, it's a drag show. And it's not negative.
No,
like,
not
I don't
usually.
Mean it in any way.
You just don't
get some a-holes sometimes. But you know.
You just don't see that out in like, what, Haskins next to Perrysburg Township.
No, so Brandywine. Like, I didn't mean it in like a bad way. They're coming to see the freaks, but like, yeah, they're coming to see something out of the norm. They're coming to see a show, like a special variety show, and sometimes I just say, they're coming to see the freaks. That is my, and I coined that phrase, so don't send other people messages.
It's not even, you're known, fell over. It's not even like just the drag queens and everything else. Like, they come to like Wesley's to see the hipsters because these are like Sylvania Perry's, when they're just like, it's just like a foreign world to them, and they're never in place. They don't look like
and
they belong.
Friday's old school night, so you're seeing hipsters who are hip.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
You see old Crease Jean hipsters.
Yeah. No, that I will get. I'll guarantee you.
With their penny loafers.
How long would I have to be at our brother's to see some Crease Jeans?
Not long.
Not long at all. Or all pink Easter suit on a Friday night. You better sit down
in
James.
95 degree weather.
Listen,
in 90%
with a fedora.
Humidity.
I'm done. I'm sorry.
Complain how hot you are.
Floyd, at Wesley's, is there a 18-year-old kid that DJs?
Oh, you know, when I stumble to Wesley's, because that's the accurate depiction of how
right.
I go over there.
Yeah.
I'm normally cocktailed, and I literally just hang out with the bartender Phil at the corner of the bar, just get my drink on.
Okay. Do you ever see an 18-year-old?
I haven't been at Wesley's in a bit. Last time I went to Wesley's, I went with Floyd and Sugar and Drag, and they were wasted. And
they
got a
love
shot.
When we come over there,
they
too.
Do, so I don't remember.
If you're going to a walleye game this weekend and then you head uptown, don't stare.
No, you stare.
That's because I'm a stare back.
I paid a lot of money for this costume. You better stare away, baby.
Like they're not used to seeing people do that.
No.
You're not used to seeing people from
Brandywine, Haskins.
I'm not Wasion. Used to people wearing Look. Walleye jerseys and high-fiving, so.
You accurate.
Hockey bro.
Yes.
7:44
Six
in the morning.
Hole. Is that what it is? Yeah. Five hole.
If there's a six hole, you've done too much work.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with
7:57. Good morning. It's a small business shout out Friday.
On the
morning reboot. You can text in your small business shout outs 419-240-1055. Also on our Q105 Facebook page, you can let us know when's the right time to introduce somebody to your kid. Good. I think I took care of all the business there. Can we do a couple minutes of the 5-second rule?
Yeah.
I like to see you guys panic.
You thought you were out of it, Philly T.
I thought we were talking about your drunken shenanigans. Not mine for once, actually, which made me feel really good about that conversation.
You know what?
You know what? You were cute last night.
She was needed.
She,
she was very much needed.
Who is she?
Those White Claws you were doubted.
What's a White Claw?
So many White Claws. The soda water drinks.
Oh, that's right.
I sent Stefan a mushy text message last night. I woke up today. I was like, okay. I meant it.
I know you did.
I meant it, but I...
Philip, tomorrow...
Fell asleep right afterwards.
We're going to go to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Are we going to like that? Yes, we are!
You're going to love it so much. It's going to be great.
The girls work, so I'm going to ask them tonight.
Golden ticket. Just remember golden ticket.
Okay.
It's great.
Are they going to do the Oompa Loompa song that scares me?
Why does it scare you?
Those people are scary.
Those people. Okay, I see what we're doing here. That sounds great.
I've got another riddle for you.
What do you do? Sorry, it just took over my body. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I was scared of the Oompa Loompas. Everybody else is scared of that wacky boat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the creepy scene where he's just staring at them like children.
It's going faster and faster.
In the movie, the things that happened to those children were terrifying. And for a minute, I thought they could happen to me. I didn't drink soda for a while because I didn't want to float away.
And if those happened today, CSB would be on it in a heartbeat.
Wait a second.
Why is your daughter Violet? You're going to court. Nicole.
What were the name of the monsters in Loompa Land?
Oh, I don't know. The one he saved them from? I don't remember.
Yeah. He made them up and took those.
The one that bothered me is when Augustus Gloop's big butt fell in the chocolate thing and Willy Walker just goes, oh dear. I'm like, that's not how you react. Get his big butt out of the water. Like, I just remember being.
Whistle.
Get your hand out of my leg. He stuck his fat face.
He did.
Fat face and his fat hand in there.
And his mom was like, Augustus can swim. Augustus. That movie, that movie messed up my life.
Did.
I didn't drink chocolate milk for forever.
It will put you right though. You won't break rules.
And then
rules.
He was like, when the little snotty Veruca.
Daddy, I want a squirrel.
I want that big squirrel now. And then she fell, and like the dad's like, "Where's that going?" He's like, "The fire refinery." Oh, luckily it doesn't start up for another 12 hours. I was like, "Wait a minute, sir." My daughter is falling into where? A fiery pit of hell? And you are calm right now?
Listen.
The Oompa Loompas. And then they sang that song looking down at her. Oh, that movie was savage.
He enslaved those large people and murdered those children. And now Charlie gets to run the place.
Oh, man. Oh, okay.
You're going to have a great time. Just like now, you're going to have a great time.
It's going to be good.
So much for the 5-second rule, game.
Yes!
See what you did there.
Ran out of time.
Q105 Studios, sponsored.
8:13. Good to have you with us on the morning reboot. Do you want to say hi to that person?
T-Raz.
Travis.
Oh, hi, Travis.
What's up, Travis?
Hey, girl.
Trav.
We are already getting some text messages for small business shout-outs. We'll do them after 9 o'clock, before 9:30. Small business that you appreciate patronizing here locally in our community, 419-240-1055. You can text them in to us. Thanks for that. Panel full of ladies. Let's get to them. First up is Tabitha. Hi, Tabitha.
Hello.
Tabitha, 40, just congratulations. You just got married.
Oh, hey, congrats.
I did. Thank you.
Are you a mom?
I am a mother. He'll be 18 in April.
18, damn. You can let him go then.
Say, you sound 18. I see you, sis.
Next up is Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
Lindsay's 36, married from Monroe, Michigan. Why am I hearing my voice?
She has to turn her radio down.
No.
I don't have my radio on.
Yeah, it's just what is the phones. It's
do you remember it's gone now.
Urban Dictionary? Monroe, Michigan?
Oh, Monroe, yes.
Lindsay, do you have any kids?
What?
Lindsay, do you have any kids?
Yes, four.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. All right, Tabitha, the first question is for you. What sport do you enjoy attending most? Like what sporting event? A baseball game, a basketball game, a lacrosse match?
Football game.
Say that again?
Football game.
Football game, yeah, I couldn't hear you there. Lindsay, what about you? What's your favorite kind of a sport to attend live?
I love baseball. I just grew up going to baseball games.
A lot of Mudhens games?
I've been to a couple since I moved here.
Where did you move from?
Los Angeles.
Mm. Oh, hey. Why
you
here?
You went from L.A. to Monroe? Enlighten us. Well, what brought you here?
I went to college a little north of here.
Okay, cool.
And then
from
met my husband.
L.A.? Where did you go to? Did you go to
U of M?
I went to Eastern.
Oh, okay.
Same.
What about Eastern? What about Ypsilanti drew you from Los Angeles?
Family in Michigan.
Okay. I thought she was going to say the name, because the name gets me, too. It sounds more exciting than what it is.
Yep. Mm-hmm. back to Tabitha. Hi, Tabitha. What chore do you usually wind up procrastinating on the most?
Laundry.
So you just walk around naked or with smelly clothes?
Well, it's not that warm yet.
No, not yet. Lindsay, what about you? What chore do you wind up usually procrastinating on the most?
Putting away the laundry.
Just leave it in the basket. It's
accurate.
Clean. From earlier this morning, Tabitha, how often do you wash your jeans?
My jeans?
Yep. And by the way, we can't hear you. You're a little muffled.
I'm having a hard time as well.
No.
They don't pay the phone bill here a lot. Tabitha, how often do you wash your jeans?
I wash my jeans about every 2 or 3 wears.
Okay. You ever put them in the freezer?
No.
Lindsay, what about you? How often do you wash your jeans?
About every 2 wears.
You put them in the freezer?
No, that is so weird.
What? Why are you asking them
no,
this?
No, it's a thing. We went down this rabbit hole. People put their jeans in the freezer.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Say people who put people in freezers. That's weird. You don't do that.
That's me. Of course I put jeans in the freezer. People are in the jeans.
Oh, my God.
Next up, Tabitha, what's a TV show or a movie people would be surprised to find out you enjoy?
Oh, Kill Bill.
Really? Okay. That's a good movie.
I love it.
Lindsay, what TV show or movie would people be surprised to find out that you enjoy?
I get really embarrassed of my choice of movies. I love Adam Sandler movies.
So like Click?
Ugh.
Yeah. I love the...
What's the best
Adam... I love the innocent... Or not innocent humor, but just... laughing for stupidity's sake.
That's good. I don't knock that. That's awesome.
I saw Jack and Jill for the first time a week ago. It was uncomfortable.
Lindsay, what's your favorite Adam Sandler movie?
Probably still Happy Gilmore.
Okay. It's a classic. Bob Barker the bitch.
Not Bob Barker.
Tabitha, what day is more important to you, your birthday or Mother's Day?
My birthday.
Okay. Lindsay, what about you? What day is more important to you, birthday or Mother's Day?
Mother's Day.
And last question here, Tabitha, and hold on a second so we can get you some walleye tickets, and don't stare at people in Uptown tonight. as a mom, what's the most disgusting thing you've ever witnessed? Yeah.
Well... I would have to say the absolute most disgusting is picking him up from football practice and the smell. It would make me sick.
Okay. How about you, Lindsay? Most disgusting thing you've ever witnessed as a mother?
So many things.
So many things. Come on, give us...
The vomiting, the stomach flus over the years. That's the part I can't do.
See, that's like, I high five like anybody that you take care of who has like the stomach flu, because that's just disgusting.
Comes out both ends.
I know, and the smell and.
Tabitha, hold on 1 second. Lindsay, thanks for being a part of the show today. Thanks for letting us ask so many questions. 8:19 with the morning reboot.
I was kind of looking forward to you asking them if they take their jeans to the dry cleaner, since that's been our thing today. But the freezer
Mom
thing
jeans
throws
have creases
me off
too. They got pleats, pleats and creases. If you have jeans with pleats and or creases,
we ate for it.
I will karate chop you in the back of the head with a hammer.
We had a story this morning. The CEO of Levi's says he's never washed his jeans. Says he's never washed his jeans. Oh, okay, I can deal with that. But he also said that freezing your jeans, which apparently people thought was a thing, he said is not legit. Floyd, what did you find? Like, you freeze it, and then it's a way to clean them?
It's a they freeze it because of the bacteria, and then while you freeze it, if you have a spot on it, you clean it with a toothbrush or a sponge.
That's not a thing.
We said it's a thing, but it's a lot of things.
We both have a lot of unused jeans or unworn, yeah. So I'm going to give it a shot.
Put a pair in the freezer?
Do I have to wash? Do I have to wet them?
No, I think you just put them in there.
I feel like you have better things to do with your time. I'm not going to lie. I'm just saying.
No, he doesn't. Okay.
I don't have to do anything. They just sit in there and freeze.
Stay on hold, Tabitha. I'm coming for you.
And you know what? I'm going to take another pair to get dry cleaned.
Q105
is Bella Calice Alcazar. Oh, remember that to the day I die.
Oh, that's great. Sorry.
It's the morning reboot, Q105. Eric Chase, Floyd Phillips here with us. So it's a Philly T Friday. It is also, it's also small business shout outs. We get to those between 9 and 9:30. If you're a small business, or not if you are, if you patronize a small business of any kind and you want to throw it our way and we can put it out there for the larger population of listeners,
yes,
text us and we'll get to them between 9 and 9:30. Definitely a local business. Backyard Barbecue. Hi, John.
Good morning.
What did we decide to make you?
Kitchen manager.
Kitchen manager.
Oh, I thought we were going with Prince of Toledo still. Prince I was still on that. I'm sorry.
Or weekend off.
Weekend off. Weekend right, off. Yeah.
Yeah. Go with that.
John will have the weekend
Mike,
off.
Did you hear that?
John has been granted the, you can get the sweet deal for Backyard Barbecue and Booze coming up at 9 o'clock. It'll go on sale. Are we doing 50 for 25?
Yep. Correct.
50 for nice. 25 coming up at 9 o'clock. You can text the word sweet right now to our text number and get the link because these things go quickly. But Mike, John will have the weekend off. What are you going to do with yourself?
Not work.
Yes.
I've never been to your place before.
That's a shame.
It is a shame. My friend Amber works there.
You know, okay, yeah.
Give me some stuff on Amber.
Yes. After the interview.
No, do it now. Casey
he has to work
you?
With her. I think he knows better.
Right. Yeah. She's one of my head bartenders. So. Oh. Hey, she's nothing but good things about Amber.
Stop. So what have
she's
I
She's actually
now?
My work wife.
Really? Oh, nice.
So you have to be real careful.
Right.
She sometimes texts me during
she's
going to
need the weekend off, too.
Oh, we just got personal here. I wasn't expecting that. What's at Backyard Barbecue and Booze besides booze and barbecue?
We've got 16 large big screen TVs showing all the games.
Oh, nice.
We've got 22 domestic and craft beers on tap. We've got a huge patio out back that's about to open here as soon as the weather breaks.
Almost patio season.
Yep. We've got live entertainment every Friday and Saturday night, either inside or outside.
Are they DJs or is it bands?
Bands.
Like, yeah. Okay.
Local bands. Yeah. Two-piece, three-piece acoustics outside.
Yeah. Next to Zavatsky's.
Right next to Zavatsky's. Yep. 2600 West Sylvania Avenue in the DeVoe Shopping Center.
Easy to find. What is your favorite thing on the menu?
Probably the beef ribs.
Okay.
Those are hard to find, and we sell them. We get them in and smoke them daily, so they're fresh. They're coming out of the smoker and right out to
this
your table.
Is gospel. This is great.
Yeah.
Calm down, Phillip.
Yeah.
Calm down.
And the look on the customer's face when they see how big a beef rib is.
Oh, yes.
That big?
Yeah.
Like a Flintstone slab?
Exactly.
Yes.
Like
as big
as the tray. No sides go on that tray. It's just a tray of smoked beef.
Yes, I just said yabba dabba doobie in my mouth, okay? I will not have shame over that at all.
Yes.
John, I didn't know if you know that. You probably don't know this, but you're sitting next to two of Toledo's sports savants.
Oh, we're going to do
this?
They are
the hockey bros.
Nice.
So But they're trying to get into March championshipness, and you'll be showing the games.
The Red Wings could use them.
Whatever it is.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they're into basketball, so you'll be showing all the games on the TVs, right?
The tournament will be on every game.
I'm rooting for the blue team.
The blue team. That's a good choice. You're covering a lot of ground there.
Did you do a bracket?
We did squares, a little bit different than a bracket. Okay.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So, you know, like you've seen the Super Bowl squares where you've got a number for winner, loser.
Oh, okay.
Same thing. Yeah. So you've got a live team every game.
See, that I understand. That makes sense. This fantasy basketball thing. It's a no-brainer.
You look at the numbers and you either won or you lost.
I'm doing that.
Duh. No pool.
I'm just here for the slab of meat.
No bracket busters. No pool.
You talked about sports. I'm like, so back to this meat.
Let's go back to the meat. Backyard Booze Barbecue. Sweet deal goes on sale at 9 o'clock this morning, so 23 minutes. I would get to the website, Q1055.com, before then, because they will go quickly. 50 for 25.
You can make sure you ask for Amber.
Okay. I thought you said she's going to be off this weekend. Is that her?
Nope.
Amber's calling in. Everybody in trouble in the room. I bet you that neighborhood, like, they probably love you guys, especially in, like, the summer, just wafting with barbecue all the time. That's life. That's amazing.
Right.
What it is you just stay there all night, and then you go over to that. What's that diner that's right there in the morning?
Executive Diner. Good. Now we're plugging Executive.
No, we're not. We're not. But, I mean, they don't compete.
I mean, we open at 11. Just sleep it off and come back.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. What time do you guys close?
We don't. We don't have a closing time. We leave when the last customer leaves.
What part of the booze didn't you get?
They're going to be like, who's that guy in the corner? It's Floyd.
More beef.
Yabba dabba to me.
Who owns you guys?
Mike Dean.
Okay. That's Jamie's brother,
Jamie and Mike Dean. Okay, correct. So, they own it together.
So yeah, I've like woven myself into this kind of.
Uh-oh.
I thought you guys were bringing food today.
He told me no.
Really?
Yeah, I'm,
all right.
Mike, sorry, but that's what Mike said. He said no food.
Okay. Boom. You made Mike and Amber mad all in one day.
And me! More important than this.
I'll tell you what, though. I'm sure if you stop in, Mike will take care of you.
There you
go.
Like, I'm here to see two people. Amber, Mike, three, and my slab of meat. And I wanted to make this noise when it lands on my table. Yeah.
Okay. Backyard Barbecue, Sylvania and Douglas. Sweet deal on sale in just a bit here. John will be off this weekend. Enjoy whatever it is you're going to do with Amber.
I appreciate it. Okay. Thanks for the weekend. I'm going to need that in writing.
And I will write you the note, I guess.
Perfect.
Thanks for coming in, John.
Thank you so much.
It is 8:39 with the morning reboot on
Q105. Q105 traffic sponsored by
8:51. Good morning. The morning reboot. Between 9 and 9:30, we're looking for your small business shout outs. Text them to us, 419-240-1055. At 9 o'clock, Q1055.com. Or if you text SWEET to our text number, you'll get the link for the SWEET deal for Backyard Barbecue and Booze goes on sale at 9 o'clock. 50 for 25. It will sell out. It's a Friday. Phillip's here. So I've got to put you guys on the clock. Sorry. Oh, we got to do it.
I thought we got past this.
No, I'm going to do the 5-second rule.
It's such a great conversation about other things.
Don't try to defer.
What else do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Cardi B. Let's do it.
No.
Let's do 5 Cardi B songs.
What is that?
Good morning. It's good to have you with us. 5-second rule. I will.
Let's get sweaty.
Exactly.
I will play a ticking clock. It's got 5 seconds on it, and Phillip and Floyd will have to name 3 things of which I'm asking for.
And remember, Phillip thinks you're a lot easier on me than you are on him.
Mm-hmm. Truth. Watch.
But you're just as anxious.
Right. I get a scattered brain.
He'll ask you questions like,
we'll find out. Hush.
Name of hair colors.
Is that the first one?
Ashy, wet snow, and breezy, windy. All right. Floyd, first up.
Okay.
Ooh. Things from the 80s.
Cyndi Lauper, Madonna, and good Michael Jackson.
Good Michael Jackson.
That's good. All right, Philip. People who deliver things.
Delivery pizza people, Grubhub people, and FedEx people.
You did good.
Thank you. I didn't know what to call it. What is a delivery person? Like
post mail, sir? Mail carrier?
What do you call a pizza delivery boy? Is that
a pizza delivery person?
Oh, I was looking for like a legit like name.
like a profession?
Yeah.
I'm a delivery person. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. As long as it's not me.
Newspaper carrier?
Yeah, I was trying to think of newspaper and the words weren't happening, so I had to move on. I got to keep going.
I love when he plays this game. He focuses on one thing. He's like,
yeah.
Okay. But you didn't say anything.
Floyd?
Oh, no.
Lady Gaga songs that weren't radio hits.
Teeth, Dance in the Dark, Gypsy.
Bam! With Time to Spare.
You didn't know, did you?
That was kind of hard.
That was hard.
I would have froze. I definitely would have froze with that one.
All right. Philip, I'll give you an easy one.
Mm-hmm.
Apple accessories.
Oh, an adapter, a charging cord, and a lens.
You work there.
You have one.
Oh, I have a keyboard.
Yeah.
AirPods.
As he points to what I've been using all morning.
Looking right at you.
What was the tweet from the other day?
AirPods
are for people who can't afford the wire.
Can't afford the wire.
It was a joke.
I know it's not funny.
Apple people take their technology serious because they're. CEO talks like this in all black. And he's like, and this
Tim
is
Apple.
The wave of the future.
No, that guy died.
No, Tim Cook.
Tim Apple.
His name is Tim Cook.
Tim Apple.
He's alive.
He's alive.
No, but the guy in all black is Steve Jobs.
Yeah,
he's dead.
He's dead.
Aww. Okay. All right. Floyd, characters in Willy Wonka.
Oompa Loompa, Veruca, Salt, and Violet. You're turning Violet. Violet. That's her full name. Augustus.
Augustus Gloop.
Oh, Augustus, get off the roof. She was equally as chubby. I loved her. Like, she's one of those people, like, you hear her voice, you're like, yep, she's chubby.
So
I had that voice, too. Like,
as this was a sign when I was a kid that I was going to turn out to be this, but when Charlie and Grandpa Joe were floating up, mm-hmm. I was like, we're going to see blood. Oh, violent blood.
That scared me so much. I told you, I drink soda for a while. I was terrified.
Charlie, burp.
I am Grandpa.
Wait. Why were they all in the same bed?
What? That's how they did it. Wrong.
Yeah, you want to explain that? How you know?
Why was that American Family in London?
That I never understood. That is a very good question.
Sleeping in one bed?
Hope there's a question and answer portion after the show on Saturday. But I have a few questions.
I got questions and need receipts, please, Mr. Walker.
Where did you find all those Oompa Loompas?
I saved them.
Save them. All right, Floyd, next time.
Phillip's turn.
No, it's your turn. It's your turn.
Apple, yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Famous aliens.
E.T. Little Kim's new face. I don't know. I don't know.
Little Kim's new face.
She looks like a Klingon, though. Don't
she's
you,
so
though?
Scary.
She does.
It's not real.
Phil.
It's not.
It's real.
Places you put peanut butter.
Bread. Crackers. And, I don't know. No, it's not where you put peanut butter, Floyd.
What? How dare you?
In a Kong.
It's a real thing.
Dog and toy.
I don't think.
Then you put
that
in the freezer.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and they try to get in there. It's real aggressive. It's kind
that of one was hard.
Thank you,
Floyd. Things that squirt.
We're too mature for this.
I just moved the microphone over.
I said things, not people.
You know where my mind went too.
Listen,
and then like my second thought was like a water gun.
Yeah,
and then you're right.
I would have never thought a water gun. I could only think of one thing. So,
all right, Philip.
Yeah,
female talk show hosts.
Oh, Wendy, Ellen. Oh my God, you can't do that to my ears.
That's the one that freaks me. That's the one that sounds like Saw.
I don't like that.
Wonka timer.
I was going to get that one, too. I was going to say Ricky Lake. I was ready.
Floyd?
I hate it because I know what's next for me. I hate that noise so much.
Things that Toledoans complain about.
I got a normal one. Algae bloom, the weather. I don't know.
You're right. I wouldn't have thought of algae bloom. The weather and the snow.
Alexis.
Well, I guess it's the same thing.
Oh, potholes. Listen, that would have been a good
Alexis
one, too.
Alexis is the worst. I never drive on it. It's so bad.
All West Toledo looks like where we send our troops.
Oh, my God.
Where are we sending them, Eric?
So I thought, you said West Toledo.
We're pulling out the troops.
This is not why I come in here. This is, I can't deal with this.
I got one more for you, Philip.
Oh, joy.
Places in Toledo, like not bars.
Okay.
Places in Toledo to buy liquor.
Joseph's, the Ohio Liquor Store on Bancroft and Kroger. Kroger.
You know, you didn't get it.
You get it, Kroger. Not all of them. Kroger Marketplace. Marketplace.
What is happening? Did you see his tongue got paralyzed? He's like,
You don't know where that thing's been.
Oh my God. I know where it's been.
I went to that Ohio place that opened on.
It's my favorite place.
Airport.
Airport.
That used to be a Pier 1.
What?
Not bad. And they have a section where there's all like.
Wait. Rewind. Like the Pier 1 that was on like Reynolds in Airport?
Yeah.
It's a liquor store now.
Ohio
liquor headquarters. Yeah.
It's huge.
It is gigantic. It is big. And they have a whole aisle of like discontinued liquors.
What?
And it's 30, 40, 60% off. I haven't seen that in other stores. Kroger sometimes has an end point, an end cap.
Yeah.
But this is a whole aisle.
I have to check that out.
I'm gonna go afterwards.
That was a huge space.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they're really nice in there too. Very friendly.
Still smells like candles though.
I'm at it.
I'm kidding. 859, get your small business shout outs in 419-240-1055.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide.
$1,000 payoff returns on Monday to Q105. 913, Eric and Floyd. Philip is here with us, so it's a Philly T Friday on the morning reboot. Text Eric. Text Eric to 419-240-1055 to get a podcast of today's episode after 10 o'clock. Text Eric to our text number where I believe we have some small business shout outs to get to. First, can I throw some at you?
Yes.
It seemed like a lot of people were, we got our axe place. You know, I want a ramen place.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have one. Maybe we'll get one, but it seems like a pretty cool Asian place that's on Door and Reynolds, a Sichuan kitchen, but I can't pronounce it. Chuancai.
Chuancai. Two different words or one word?
One word. Chuancai Fang Sichuan Restaurant.
Sounds great.
Good write-up from the Blade. So that's on Door and Reynolds. And there is a... Somehow, some way, there is a record shop seem to still exist here. So there's Culture Clash, and then kind of around the corner on Monroe, a new place opened up. No Noise Records.
Yeah, and I believe he's the old owner of one of the records.
He owned Ramalama
Records. Thank you, Ramalama.
Which is on Central.
Which was there for 10 years, and he opened up a new shop.
Do you guys like record places?
I do like record places. I do.
How come?
The nostalgia of it all. Yeah. I think you can go back to your childhood. Like,
I want a record player, and I want to get records. They're expensive, though.
Are they?
They are.
And let me warn you of this, too. They're heavy to move.
Oh.
I mean...
I never thought about that part.
Yeah, like, when I did so much moving around, like, in the early 2000s when I was a DJ, and before I had lots and lots of CDs, I had lots and lots of records.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I would move, one of the first things I would do was go through those records and go, am I ever going to play this again?
Right.
And if the answer was no,
I wonder
who heavy.
People who have a lot of books do the same thing.
Yeah.
Do you remember the old Brett's upstairs, the record room?
Yeah.
The Brett's upstairs by our dress room, there was probably about the size of this one, and then connect Denny station with us, just filled with records.
Mm-hmm.
Filled. And I remember when they sold Brett's, that was the hardest thing they had to move because it was
so heavy.
What they were everywhere. I think they sold them. Like, they sold them to some people. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. There was a lot up there.
For younger, for nostalgia for us, for younger people, is it the fact that they get a record player and put the record on and they can like see the music being played? Is it like science for them? I don't know.
I don't think so.
This was like 5 or 6 years ago, and I could see bookstores starting to sell records again. I'm like, oh, this is neat. And then it kind of petered out.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I would tell you that most people I know who have record players, they will buy like new records, like a Kendrick or like a Lady Gaga, but they won't play those. They just want it for the art of the cover.
Yeah.
But they will get older records, like they'll get like some Motown stuff, and they'll play things like that because those are usually already used and they're just like, I'll play it. It's fine.
Got it.
So I don't know.
One more thing. This was submitted by Melissa Andrews, and she unknowingly She didn't know that we knew about this. Sent me, she's like, I think you might want to talk about this on your show today. And Melissa Andrews thinks she's funny, but she's not. And she keeps wearing a lot of green clothing, even though it's after St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I let her know. I let her have it.
Oh, good for you.
She sent me this thinking she would be funny. Do you know what's happening this weekend, I believe? The Testicle Festival.
Yeah, remember I talked about it a few months ago and everyone yelled at me because it wasn't a real thing?
That's not real.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
I believe the Testicle Festival is this weekend. It's what? Like meat and parts of animals and stuff. Yeah, it's a real thing. Where's it at?
In Michigan, northern Michigan.
Is that the real name of it, though? Is that like a...
Yes, it is.
I need receipts.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you receipts. Mm-hmm. Not that.
Michigan for the annual Testicle Festival.
Why did
it's
she say
the
it like
18th
that?
Year for the Nut Fry, and this year there are gathering in Deerfield, Michigan for the annual Testicle Festival. It's the 18th year for the Nut Fry, and this year there are several new games to play, like Pop the Bull Nuts.
Stop
it. Enjoy tons of local music. The fest runs from 10 in the morning to 10 at night at the Deerfield American Legion on Saturday. There are t-shirts for sale, plus a gun raffle. You know, I brought this in as a story. My friend said,
this is yours, not mine.
Her dad wants me to go.
Okay.
He says, I'm going to have my three girls there with me, and Melissa can wear a hat if she doesn't want to be seen.
A hat, sunglasses.
But I read they sell out. There's like 1,000 people that go. I saw pictures.
What do they sell out?
Well, the nuts.
Oh.
I love Melissa. This would be something she would do.
She said somebody complained, which I'm not surprised by, considering some news viewers. Oh, but they Christ. Were all cracked. I've never seen them laugh that hard before.
I've never heard like them laugh in the background.
They shortened
like that.
It's also called the Testy Festy.
Yes! Come on, Testy Festy!
What do we have on the text line?
We have the do... Oh, no. Come back on.
We got some new places.
We do. We have the Do or Die Salon in Lambertville. They're
Do, please.
Or die. And they're celebrating their second anniversary. And we also have the Frogtown Pool and Spa on Summit. It's a great pool supply store and very friendly. And shout out, they never cease to fail me.
LB's 419.
No, not
the Stone Place.
No, no, no. Bowling Green CrossFit. I'm telling you, they're trying to rope me into their cult. I'm thinking about it.
Do it.
They have a little baby pit bull there.
So cute.
If your gym doesn't have a dog, is it even a gym?
Right.
They said that?
Yeah. Hashtag build MBG. Hashtag CrossFit. Hashtag gym dog. I thought it was spelled wrong.
Such a cute dog.
Your gym should have a falcon.
Okay. Okay.
Just like that. By the way, watch out if you're in BG. A lot of people were breaking into cars. I think it's up to 52 vehicles they counted. People had their windows broken.
Oh, yes.
That's how you get your face broken.
And Wendy Joe, I do shop at this Allied Record.
Yes.
I love Allied Record.
All these record stores here.
We do. Allied Record's probably my favorite.
Yeah, Allied Record is like a overarch of like, they still have cassettes. Mm-hmm. They have old video games.
That's
Nintendo,
where I got
Super Nintendo.
That's where I got all my, because one day I was like, I want all the Nintendo systems, and I bought them there for like, all of them for like $250.
When I was younger, my stepdad used to take us to Allied Records to trade in games so we could buy new games.
Yeah.
Like, it was such a fun place.
I remember, when that was first a thing, whenever it was, and I was a big video game kid, you know, Nintendo, then I think I went Genesis, and then whatever. But when there were stores that like let you turn in games you didn't play anymore and gave you money or store credit, like to like 12-year-old me, that was like gold.
Oh, it was sure.
Great.
Yeah. I love LA Records. So
where's it at?
There's one right over here on, I'm gonna mess it up.
Over
Burn, Glendale?
Reynolds. There's one on Reynolds, and there's one out there on Jackman Road area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's one North Toledo too. I think it's on Lexus.
Is there? Oh, and there's also one in Oregon.
Yeah. There's several.
North Navarre.
There's a and they said hi to me a couple weeks ago at the Fantasticon. They're a used video game store. I forget what it's called, but they're over on Woodville Road, and they've got everything. I bought a game from them last week, and they remember when I gave them a shout-out. And I bought my PS2. I bought a Sega Genesis like a year ago now. Mm-hmm. Was it a year? What's Patty Jack's Central? And is that Holland, Sylvania? No, yes. McCord.
Yeah, no.
Is that a replay over
there? There's a replay. That's my other.
That's where I got
I love
it.
That store, too, yeah.
That's where I got the stuff from. Yeah, but... Did anybody have any more? Do you have any more local ones? Any spots you wanted to do? Philip, you? Local Apple Store, maybe?
Well,
Mom and Pop Apple Store?
Oh, that's not a thing.
No,
if somebody
not.
Tells you
we got
Mom
one
Pop
early
Apple
this
store,
morning, too. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
The Advance Group is a full-service staffing agency at, oh, they were getting it, at 5800 Monroe Street.
And that feels like an ad.
I know, but it's a small business shout-out, and if they're looking for employees, so give them a call at 419-882-7646.
Home show is this weekend, by the way,
yes.
As well.
Yes. I don't have a home, but if I had one, I would go to a show.
This is another sign that, like, you're old. I've never wanted to go before, but now that I have a home, mm-hmm. I would kind of, I gave it some thought. I think it's $6 to get in.
Do it.
Yeah.
Maybe I can go in a hot tub.
You don't
where would you put it?
See, have you ever, have oh. he, has he ever told you about his hot tub farm?
No.
Okay. He has a hot, shut up.
What is a hot tub farm?
It's not a hot tub farm. So, you know, Bellemare Suites has, and we're giving stuff away from Bellemare Suites. They've got jacuzzi rooms.
Yeah.
There is a place in Ann Arbor called Oasis Hot Tub Gardens. And there's like 13 or 15 different like settings and aesthetics with hot tubs. And the aesthetics are from places all over the world. Like you can do like a cabin hot tub. I do the Japanese one. You can do a Hawaiian one.
Like, and you rent it out by like the hour or something.
Yep.
In a hot tub, just a pot of boiling water you put your body in?
And then you share it with the next person.
I guess if I'm a meal, I got to get ready.
Before Danny, I went on a date with somebody, and they were like, I'm going to surprise you. And I was like, cool. We went up to this place. We had great food. And he's like, did you bring swim trunks? And I said, no. Why do I need swim trunks? He's like, well, buy some. And I said, no, I need you to tell me what's going on. Because for some reason, in the back of my head, I was like, this place that Eric talked about is where we're going, and I'm not going to like this. I was like, I need you to tell me right now, before we do anything else, where we're going. Because if we get to where I think we're going, I'm not doing it. And he told me, and I was right. I was like, we're not going there. You need to find something else for us to do. I can't do it.
Hey, Philip, come on in.
So they don't swap out water? Like, you just go in?
It's chlorine. It cleans itself.
Oh, so you don't do public pools?
No, I don't. I don't like it.
And people do.
But you'll get, like, ocean water? No. With whale poop?
You must understand something. Like, I don't regularly get in the ocean. I don't really get in water because I can't swim, number one. Hey, same. So,
black person can't swim. Totally fits the stereotype.
I feel you. Same here.
I can't swim, number one. But number two, like, no, I'm not going to do anything public. Like, I need to see that it is going to be a private pool of a person who I believe is clean. I can do it. If it's going to be a hot tub that somebody else has used, it needs to be drained. The tub needs to be clean and then needs to have new water in it. That's how that works.
That takes a long time.
I'm okay with that.
People have done stuff in these hot tubs.
This is what I'm saying.
Oh, I didn't feel to see. I don't have that dirty mind, but sober.
I've done stuff in those hot tubs.
Ew, Chase. Why?
Because it's Chase. I'm having aneurysm before I just start hurting.
9:24 with the morning reboot on Q105.
Q105 and Toledo Express Airport are teaming up to give you some relief from.
Go. 9:40. This is almost about it for the morning reboot today. No. Text the show if you would like. We'll check the text messages, 419-240-1055. If you text Eric to that in about 20 minutes, you'll have the podcast episode for today's show. It's Eric, Chase, Floyd. We're closing out a Philly Tea Friday with Philip. What are you doing this weekend, Philip?
What am I doing this weekend? I am working my grandmother's 90th birthday. She's having a party tomorrow. She is 90.
Oh, Kurt.
I know.
Hi, what's your name?
Dorothy. Dorothy Taylor.
Dorothy?
Dorothy.
Come on, Dot.
Happy birthday, Dorothy. Floyd and I, we're going to go to Charlie and Chocolate Factory tomorrow night and find out why that guy enslaved those poor orange men.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
you guys probably saw the story about the chicken strip recall.
Yes. No. Tyson.
I like chicken strips.
70,000 pounds of frozen chicken strips. There could be metal contamination in there, so it's Hot Pockets for dinner.
Hot Pockets. Oh, I like chicken strips. A lot of people eat those. Yep. They like fly off the shelf.
Yeah. And, well, it's like this thing that tied back a couple of months ago where there was like chicken nuggets contaminated.
It's all the frozen ones though, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry. Stefan said, Willy Wonka paid them in cocoa beans to come work for him in a safe place.
Away from the monster.
I'm
going to Google that monster name.
They deserved a lot more money than that.
Coco, they don't know what is out there in the world.
Right.
They don't.
Because he made them slaves.
Helpers?
Slaves.
They seemed happy.
See? Tweet, 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 tweet.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
You go first, Mizley. Oh, it's there.
This one is from the legendary Chris Peterson, formerly of WTOL. Confetti shower for at Coach Cullum to celebrate tonight's WNIT win, which makes her the winningest coach in Toledo women's basketball history. So lots of wins for Coach Cullum. 241 wins. Good for her in the... That's the women's NIT, the big tournament. March Madness will continue like in a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have picks. Duke, because they're blue.
The blue team.
Blue
team. Yeah, and they got Zion.
Yep. Yeah, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Carl. There's someone named Carl on that team.
I don't think so.
Whatever. My tweet is funny.
Oh, where'd he go?
Oh, wait. Hold on. Philip.
What?
Did you have something?
Okay. No. I want you to read this, though, but not right now.
On the air?
Yeah, you can.
I need the basketball bros to read something for me.
Okay.
Floyd, do you know the head coach is of Duke?
No.
Okay, he's probably Carl.
I looked him up. Can you read his last name?
Yeah. That's the alphabet. I'm going to get this.
Okay.
Krasinowski.
Krzyzewski.
What?
I know. An S in there.
I know.
I know S in there.
Those are two different words.
How do you say it?
Krzyzewski.
Really?
Or Coach K.
Say his last name again?
Krzyzewski.
That's not right.
That's not right.
Look, I've been baffled since I was
like 11. That's like spelling your name Tiffany, but your friends call you Bunny.
How do you say it? It's pronounced Tiffany.
Hold on. You just offended all the Tiffany / Bunnies that are working in this town.
If there's a bunny working in this town, you deserve it.
If there's a bunny working in this town, she's asleep right now. Okay? She don't clock in until 9 o'clock tonight.
Or... she's doing diner duty.
You accurate?
You're right. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the tweet?
Mine's from at Petty McSavage.
Yes.
Right? It says, sorry, don't dress like the body you want. Dress like the body you have. Can't dress like Beyonce if you're shaped like Notorious B.I.G.
I mean, you can, but that's a choice.
I do.
I want
you to say that yesterday. I wear Baby Gap outfits with the Lane Bryant body.
I'm done with you.
You're welcome.
He told everybody today that he wears girl clothes.
I want you to read this. We'll stop at Never Been Documented.
Okay.
That's where girl clothes.
And if you want to hop in, if you could, I know you're not on Facebook a whole bunch, but I put my neighbor's living room is on the curb and it has been for weeks.
Let me show you the picture.
I do want to see that.
According to Willy Wonka himself, the whole place is nothing but thick jungles. Again, according to Willy Wonka himself, the whole place is nothing but thick jungles, desolate wastes, and the most horrid beasts in the world. Horned snozzlers, snozwangers, vermicious nids, and wangdoodles. Beasts that, unfortunately, were never documented. The island itself isn't documented either. Not even on a map or computer system. And Google's got everything, even fictional places. And as a result, most people outside of Wonka circles dismiss it as nonsense.
Yeah.
He is a slaveholder!
Stop! He is not. He saved them from those horrible monsters. From Oompa Land.
Okay.
Yeah. Jungles of Wasteland. Why is this a thing? Literally, did they get evicted? Or are they just getting rid of stuff?
Everyone said, did they get evicted? We don't know.
It's been out there for a month.
Yeah.
So I'm glad Diddy peed on it.
Well, yeah. But the mattresses are in plastic. They were trying to move.
Well, there's two things. Somebody said that, one, they could have bed bugs. Somebody else mentioned that they won't be taken away unless they're in plastic to prevent from bed bugs.
I'm just bothered by that red leather couch.
And why is it upside down? I'm so confused.
946, thanks for being here today.
You want to tell us your address just in case somebody needs furniture?
Nope. Nope.
Google it.
You can DM me.
Actually, we should have donated it to Oompa Land.
Yeah.
DMs are open. Hey, little orange people, I got you some furniture for you to haul.
Oh, thank you.
5:45 till 10 on Monday here on Q105. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on the Morning Reboot. Q105.